carnival, and that ain't all gonna chase my blues away.
Oh yeah.
I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year?
At Rosie on the House. For you, the Arizona homeowner, bringing in a brand new year. Now, y'all be careful this weekend. Don't do anything stupid or anything you'd regret. That's for sure. It's all about learning the new things that you're looking for in this year. And I guess that's the word that Jennifer has our entire team living by for the course of 2018. This is something new for her, picking one word. Or I guess it's not new to you. You've been doing it. I just didn't know about it.
Well, I've certainly never done it for the team before. And I'll take it. You guys can all pick your own if you want.
I'm sticking with staycation.
Oh, it's hard to teach old horse new tricks. Yeah. So here's another one. Winston Churchill. I'm always ready to learn, although I do not always like being taught. So you got to find those employees that like to be taught, those teachable spirits. They're worth $1 million.
Yes.
And then Isaac Asimov, who's a professor, said the saddest aspect of life right now is that science gathers knowledge faster than society gathers wisdom.
Whoa. That's huge.
The saddest aspect of life right now, science gathers knowledge faster, society gathers wisdom.
That's a prophecy.
That's heavy.
Listen to what Albert Einstein said that ties into this so completely. It says, it is not that I'm so smart, but I stay with the questions much longer. You know, we blow past stuff. We don't even know what we blow past.
Albert Einstein said he wasn't smart?
Yep. Said he just stayed with the question. Just took the time to think about things. Gain that.
Those
like
are
that
good.
One.
Those are both very good.
What about...
Your favorite.
Mark Twain, yeah. Get Mark Twain's in there.
I have never let my schooling interfere with my education.
Yeah.
Mark Twain.
I like that's my favorite.
Well, you come by that honest.
No doubt.
Well, folks, we can't thank you all enough for tuning in every Saturday morning. We're going to continue to work harder and harder. We've got a spectacular 2018 already laid out for y'all. Romy has gone through the work, and I'm talking about work, man, with the rest of his team in putting together the entire editorial calendar for next year. You'll be able to order one of our monthly calendars, annual calendars. We send it to you for free, and you'll see today what we're going to be covering the rest of the year. And he's left some blanks in the broadcast calendar, so as current events pop up or issues pop up we need to address specifically at that burning moment, we've got time and room to cover it. But if you're looking for one particular project, like the call we got earlier today, wanted to know how do I lay Belgard pavers? That's the entire month of January.
Not how to lay pavers.
Outdoor living, design, and installation. And we've broken that down into different categories, and we'll be talking about outdoor living. And I bet you they don't have a show like that in January in Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
That's your ice drill and your fishing hut. Winter outdoor living and your Stanley thermos. So out here in Arizona, you can live out there all year long. As a matter of fact, it's one of the better times of year to get outside and enjoy the great state of Arizona, which is what we're all about. Melt away your homeownership fears and anxieties. Get the home in good enough shape by allowing you to never make a mistake, being misled by fake advertising and false news, making sure the home's in good shape. Get registered for the HomeZada software application that's available only at Rosie on the House so that you can then have the house in good enough shape that come Friday afternoon, you can walk out the door with the car appropriately loaded for some weekend adventure, turn the key, lock it, and know you don't have to be a slave to your home every single weekend. You can get out and enjoy this great state of Arizona. I'm telling you, now's the time to do it, because one piece of sad news, we've now exceeded 7 million Arizona citizens. And it ain't gonna stop there. Welcome one, welcome all. And here's to a safe New Year celebration and the beginning of our 30th year broadcast, 2018. God bless you all.